4 different satellites, 4 completely independent scans, all showing the exact same thing beneath the Giza pyramids. The underground structures aren't just beneath Khafre anymore. They're under all 3 pyramids. And the scientists behind the discovery just revealed something about water that changes everything. I'm Carol Ann. Welcome to The In-Between. Remember those massive underground structures we covered a few months back? 8 spiral wells plunging 648 meters or almost 2,000 feet beneath the Khafre Pyramid, which is the middle of the 3 Giza pyramids? Cubic chambers the size of 25-story buildings, an underground network stretching over a kilometer or like 3/4 of a mile. The research team of Filippo Biondi, Corrado Malanga, and Armando May made some bold claims which carry some revolutionary implications. And former Egyptian minister Zahi Hawass dismissed it all as hooey. But here's what the skeptics weren't expecting. 4 separate satellites just confirmed it's all real. IceEye, a European company, Capella Space and Umbra Space, both American defense contractors, and Cosmo SkyMed, operated by the Italian Space Agency. Different angles, different times, different equipment. Every single one detected the same underground network, the same spiral structures, the same chambers at depth. That's not a fluke, that's confirmation. And like that's not momentous enough, lead researcher Filippo Biondi just revealed that he thinks he knows what these structures were for. Now, I know the big question. How can satellite radar possibly see through hundreds of meters of solid limestone? Well, it can't. Traditional radar barely penetrates a few inches or centimeters below the surface, but SAR Doppler tomography isn't measuring reflections, it's measuring vibrations. The Earth is constantly moving at microscopic levels, seismic activity, traffic, natural resonance. These vibrations travel through the ground, and when they hit different structures, different densities, they change. Satellites moving at 7 kilometers per second, which is about 16,000 miles per hour, can detect these changes through something called frequency modulation. The satellite reads the vibrations on the surface. Those vibrations carry a signature of what's underneath. By analyzing thousands of measurements, the team reconstructs the subsurface layer by layer. It's called tomography. It's like a medical CAT scan, but for the Earth. As expected, critics came out of the woodwork, but Filippo Biondi shut them down pretty fast because this technology is already being used where real money is on the line. Mining operations use it to find mineral deposits. Oil companies use it for geological surveys. The Italian government uses it to monitor Mount Vesuvius, the active volcano near Naples that hasn't erupted since 1944, but is still building energy underground. When your technology is trusted to locate billion-dollar mineral deposits and prevent another Pompeii, I think it works. But as even more proof of concept, the team scanned the Gran Sasso Physics Laboratory, located inside a mountain about 120 miles or 200 kilometers from Rome. The scans matched reality 100%. They've done similar validation on other known structures, and each time, they get perfect accuracy. But the real proof? The OSIRIS shaft. This network of chambers and tunnels sits on the causeway between Khafre and the Sphinx. Discovered in the 1930s, it's currently mapped to down to about 31 meters or about 100 feet to where it hits water. The Khafre team scanned that tunnel system and their results showed all 3 levels perfectly, every chamber, every tunnel. But they didn't stop there. Their scans showed the shaft goes way deeper, like 2.5 times deeper than previously known, with a massive structure at the bottom. Their technology accurately mapped everything we already know exists, but it also revealed what we didn't know was there. So here's what they've actually found. And it's not just Khafre anymore. Under Khafre, 8 tubes arranged in 2 parallel rows running north to south. Under Menkaure, the smallest pyramid, a smaller version, 2+2. And under the Sphinx, a single massive tube descending into the earth. Each one shows the same spiral nature, and each one connects to cubic chambers at extreme depth. Each one suggests intentional engineering. And between Khafre and the Sphinx, they've mapped an extensive tunnel network, some known, some not, all connected. All part of what appears to be an integrated system spanning the entire Giza Plateau. What we see on the surface might just be access points to something far more extensive underground. Here's where Filippo Biondi's new theory comes in. When asked what these structures were for, he keeps coming back to one thing. Water. The spiral tubes, the vertical cores, the cubic chambers at depth. He thinks they were designed to channel water flow in very specific ways. And he draws parallels to modern structures. Nuclear reactor cooling systems, offshore oil platforms, hydraulic installations. Is he saying that the pyramids were nuclear reactors? Well, not exactly, but he is suggesting they were machines. Sophisticated devices that used water flow, acoustic properties, and materials we don't fully understand yet. He even references the cold fusion research of Fleischmann and Pons in the 1980s. Their controversial claims about achieving nuclear fusion at room temperature using palladium, deuterium, and electricity. His point? Water isn't just hydrogen and oxygen. Under the right conditions, with the right materials, water can facilitate reactions we're only beginning to understand. And given that our bodies are 99% water by molecular count, maybe ancient engineers understood something about water's properties that we are only now rediscovering. Their research paper is under peer review, and their methodology is being scrutinized. And if it passes, mainstream archaeology won't be able to ignore it. But what they really need is physical excavation, not drilling into the pyramids, just exploring existing shafts on the plateau that are currently blocked with debris. Clean them out, follow them down, see where they lead. According to their scans, those shafts connect to the underground network. That is where the proof is. The question is, will Egypt allow it? We'll find out soon enough, but the evidence keeps mounting, the scans are consistent, the technology is proven, and the implications are staggering. 4 satellites, independent verification, validated technology, and structures under all 3 pyramids that suggest ancient engineers created something we didn't think was possible 4,500 years ago. The pyramids we've stared at for millennia? Just the tip of the iceberg. If you want the full technical details, I'll link the interview with Filippo Biondi in the description. And if you missed our original coverage, click right here. Be careful out there, and I will see you here again on The In-Between.